Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for listening to us once again on our weekly show of talking and all things, whatever's going on in our town, and celebrating our great guest experts and friends who are doing stuff, and we're happy to have you aboard. And Julie, hello to you, my friend.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good.
I'm good. Very good. We're taping on a lovely Friday morning this week, and it's the sun is a shining, and that makes me happy. So, how about you? How are you doing?
Yeah, we're pretty good over here. It's nice and sunny and bright. I have the windows open, the porch is open. We are looking at baby squirrels a lot this morning. They're really cute. I know you're not into squirrels, but these are so cute. I'm going to try to get a picture for you. And
I don't think I've ever seen a baby squirrel ever. And we have a lot of squirrels in my yard, and the reason I don't love them is they're so destructive, and what they do to all my maple trees, and they bite off branches, and the branches of healthy, beautiful leaves fall to the ground. You know, in the summer when everything's supposed to be up in the air with the trees and the leaves, and they're just destructive. So
Give them some nuts and some supplies and see what they're doing. If they're building their nest and they're getting, you know, ready, they have to always be prepared for the next season. And so
I know. It's nature.
Help them
it's
out and they'll stop nature. Doing that.
Yeah, then I might have a whole tribe of them hanging out like, hey, let's get over to Cadden's house. She's got a ton of nuts over there. Now, I might have a ton of nuts at times, but it isn't the kind that you have that have the believe me. So anyway,
I was going to say, nuts are welcome here. So kinds, you know. Yes, we're nutty people, and we like nuts. And no, that is my approach. I befriend the squirrels. I just think they're cute. I know they can be a nuisance to people, and I have seen them get into things. And I've talked before about how my little friend Wilson will go and dig up, when we're doing scavenger hunts, he'll dig up the clues that have candy hidden with them before the kids will get to them. I mean,
well, yeah,
yeah,
they're smart.
They're a force to be reckoned with. But I got to say, I respect it. I respect that they have such good instincts, such great noses, and they're able to survive outside. I certainly couldn't. I have a healthy respect.
Listen, I told you that story, and it's amazing to me. Tommy, when he lived in San Francisco, shipped C's candies home from San Francisco. It's a San Francisco-based candy store, which are delicious. And he decided to give those at Christmas time to
so, you know, in addition to other gifts, and sent them home at Christmas. So now, mind you, it's cold. And right. It was on the front porch. We weren't home. And when I got back, the box was chewed open, and the outside box, and one of the inside boxes of candy, they not only got through the cardboard, but then through the beautifully done boxes, the really nice boxes that, you know, how candies, think the old Globe store, and that heavy cardboard, and they ate through the outside, and then through one of the boxes, the lid and the base, were able to steal chocolates out of one of the boxes that Tommy bought and sent. It was like, oh my God. But I thought it was funny as you know what, because I'm like, how can they smell that this candy is in there through all of that cardboard? And then they went at it and got the candy one by one. The wrappers that they were placed in were on the ground, and they probably got about three or four of the chocolates out. It was only one box, so the other ones were fine. But, I just find that amazing. In the winter, where these chocolates were in.
This is what they're designed genetically to do. This is how they survive. They're amazing. And I think they're a lot smarter than people give them credit for.
Oh, they're scavengers. It's really what they, it's unbelievable. But anyway,
listen,
I have not seen a baby squirrel.
Listen, I would bring you a box of chocolate, too.
Yeah, I'll get you a picture.
I know you will.
I'll make it my show.
That just doesn't make any sense to me, but that's okay. breaking into chocolate, that's not my thing, but some people it is, like you said, and God bless our friend Lynn Evans. She would do the same thing, but she was very, very selective and picky. It could never be milk chocolate. It has to be dark chocolate, or she wouldn't eat the chocolate. Seriously, turn her nose up to milk chocolate, but love dark chocolate. And I used to say, well, that's where we differ, because I don't like dark. I like milk. So anyway, but here we go.
I like
so
both.
What else?
Yeah.
What? You like both?
Of course. Yes.
Okay.
The only thing I'll turn up my nose at is the white chocolate, because I kind of have an issue with that one. I feel like it's not really chocolate. It's a whole thing. But no, I don't care for it. It doesn't do anything for me. But yes, I'm an equal opportunity as far as milk chocolate. Sure. Dark chocolate. Yeah. You know, I'm good. It's all good to me.
I like
and
it.
Yes, I would break into a box and tear into it like a savage maniac if I could. Like, I like it that much.
No.
I know.
Now put some red licorice in there. Red licorice in, and I'd tear that out, but not the chocolate. And I would never, if dark chocolate were the only chocolate on earth, then I'd never eat chocolate again, because it just, I can't tell.
Wow.
So I know there's that kind, we have those distinct tastes, you know, milk or dark, and here you go. But anyway, so what else happened, Julie? What went on? You know, last week was the holiday, so we had a long 3-day weekend, most of us, and we had a nice time. We here had Saturday to sort of do some things around the house, and then Sunday my son Tommy, I think we talked a little bit about it, sang. There was a Italian meal and opera combo at Mondano in Old Forge last week. We went on Sunday afternoon, and we had a great time. The singers were beautiful. The music was beautiful. The singers were great. And the place, I love it. It's a very nice restaurant. If you haven't gone, give it a shot. They do a lot of different things. Mondano means worldly, and so they have all different kinds of cuisine. Chef Al does a great job with his meals, and they just do, Dominic Sadie is the owner, and they do Lebanese dinners, and they do all kinds of dinners. They're considering doing a Broadway dinner next, which I think would be great, so Broadway music along with the meal, and they had, you know, appetizers, the meal, then the salad, which always comes after the food in an Italian
setting and then the dessert afterwards. So there was a lot of stuff, and I just never really had any desire to eat fennel. So I had a fennel salad with fresh orange slice and a grapefruit slice with balsamic. And I have to tell you, Julie, I've never really had it. I just thought, I don't really care. When they say it's licorice tasting, I mean, as much as I love licorice and I do like black licorice, tasting it in a savory way is not really what I was thinking I would like, but I'll tell you, it was absolutely delicious. And with the fruit, the citrus, it was great. So, it was a nice time. We ran into several people, and I just, it was just a great time. And it was a long program. We were there for several hours, but it was a fun. It was something new to do, something different, and we enjoyed it. And then on Sunday, the next day, we had a cookout, and Tommy did the grilling as usual, and he did his thing with his cooking. We had ribs and hot hamburgers and hot dogs. And Brenda Bistocchi came over, and then Randy Williams and Doug Smith stopped in for dessert. And Tommy made, we took your vibe, Jewel. I said to Tommy, what if we did some cookies? And when I say we, I mean he, make some homemade cookies and do sandwiches. So he made homemade tapioca with a fresh cherry sauce, because I had gotten cherries from the market, and then I pitted them, and he made a sauce out of half of them, and then I froze the rest of them, and we had that over tapioca. And then he also made the chocolate chip oatmeal cookies with vanilla icing, and then rolled them in nonpareils, which were, I love nonpareils. I love the snippy, like they're almost like, remember those candies that you used to eat and they popped, what were they called? The ones, and they popped when you ate them. It was like popping in your mouth
like
when you
Pop
ate.
Rocks?
Remember? Is that what it
Pop
was?
Rocks?
Pop Rocks? Okay. Yeah. So nonpareils, although they don't literally pop, there's something about the texture of them when you eat something with them. I just love it. That's why I love candies like chocolate. Speaking of chocolates with nonpareils, I love it. And, So he did that with the chocolate, and it was absolutely delicious. So homemade coleslaw, which he grated and did his thing, made his own sauce, and I made my famous baked beans, and it was a corn pudding kind of thing. It wasn't really pudding, but savory version, and everything was delicious. The day was lovely. It was a nice day. So we were out in the yard all day long, and it was just a really good weekend, Julie. How about yours? Did you end up doing the ice cream sandwiches?
No, we're going to hold off on that until the pool is open. It was a nice day, a low-key day, and my brother took the boys out to the lake for a little kayak trip, and they came back absolutely exhausted, which is very rare for them. You know, little boys have a lot of energy, but they had a great time. And it was a beautiful, perfect weather day. And I was glad, because the day before was when they were actually supposed to go, and it was just too drizzly, rainy, potential storms were brewing like all day. It was kind of off, not a good day to be out on the water. So they went Monday instead, and it was a nice day. So
good.
And I kind of got caught up on some things too, because everybody had the day off, so it was just a good day to get caught up in a lot of ways. Yeah.
Yep.
Nice. The weather is turning nice. I mean, I think eventually summer's going to come, right? So
yeah. Well, you know, yeah. Julie, I certainly don't mind the temperatures being a little cooler at all.
Me neither.
We don't get the opportunity to have spring around here. I just think the rain and the constant overcast, and that just can really, you know, take a lot out of you. It's like, okay, you hope for this, you hope for it, and then it's, because last year, if you remember, there was very, very, very little rain. And this year it's the complete opposite. So I don't mind rain. I like it when it rains and then it clears up and the sun comes up, and an all day gloomy cold. Like people were saying, my God, it feels like a fall day. And that's exactly what it was, except that it is making everything green and lush and therefore beautiful. So I'm okay with it. As long as, like, yesterday was nice and today seems like it's going to be okay. And the rail riders are in town this weekend, so go buy your tickets and go see them, because that's always a fun thing to do. And I think sometimes things that people don't take advantage of nearly as much as I think they should. The tickets are very reasonable, and it's a fun night out. I did not go last year, but went several times the year before. I will go this year. Meyer and a bunch of guys went last night, and tonight, it'll be beyond that, but on Friday nights after the games, there's always fireworks. And a lot of times what we do is we just take a ride down and watch the fireworks, which we'll do tonight.
Yeah,
so
that's fun.
When it's a weekend they're in town, just know that Friday nights are firework nights. So anyway, we are going to take a very quick break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show. I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. Jewel, what can you do for them?
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Yay. So what else is going on, Miss Jules?
Well,
you know, said you were reading something lately.
Yeah, I came across an article this morning that I thought of you. I thought, oh, you like this. I actually meant to mention this newsletter to you before, because it's called Nice News, and it's kind of a stress-free read every day. You subscribe to it. It's free. Comes to your email, and it's really all features. And I think you know that features were my bread and butter when I was in journalism. I love to write them. I still love to write them, and I certainly love to read them. So this newsletter is news, but it's it's all positive stuff. And I like that. It's a nice, refreshing change of pace, because everything else in my feed and on TV is really heavy duty, intense, kind of stressful right now. This is a nice, refreshing contrast to that. And one of the stories that popped up this morning in their culture section talks about the most desirable country for Americans to emigrate to, according to a new survey. And I thought, huh, isn't that interesting? So I'm going to ask you, before I tell you the answer, like, what country do you think Americans are really flocking to for vacations and for possible permanent residency? Can you guess?
I would say, this is just off the top of my head, Italy.
No. Do you want to take another guess? That's a good one, but...
Yeah, no, because I don't know that I would want to live anywhere else. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else than where
I was going to ask.
Yeah, I never.
I would like to explore. I haven't been out of the country, unfortunately. I haven't traveled the world yet, and I better get to it, I suppose, if I'm going to. But I am very interested in the UK. I would love to at least see, Wales and Scotland and Ireland and England and France. I have a whole list of places I'd love to see. I don't know if I'd want to live there, but I certainly wouldn't rule anything out, you know. But okay, so the answer is Portugal.
Well, Portugal is beautiful, which is good. What I was going
Portugal
to tell you,
beautiful.
I have been now only to Lisbon. I did not. You know, I was in Lisbon and I was in Spain, were the only European countries I've been, because I've been in five cities in Spain and Lisbon. That was it. So I don't know the answer, but I know that people love going to speak. I've been reading a lot about that myself, but I also watch some of these things on TV, and they say that it is so inexpensive to
mm-hmm.
Now again, I don't know where and how, based on what they're living here. You know, some of those shows on TV where you say they're looking to buy outside of the country and they move and they look at a different, and they're always saying like the cost of living is so much less to live there. I don't know if that's true, but you know, you hear this. So I don't know, why are they saying Portugal is the number one place to move?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because the factors that they considered were climate and affordability.
Okay.
So I guess the climate must be good and it must be affordable. So you kind of hit the nail on the head there. But I'll read you the lead here. It says, the U.S. is full of happy places to live, but what if you had your sights set on a one-way ticket to somewhere farther away? In recent years, one European nation has topped the list for Americans seeking a new country to call home. That would be Portugal, and there's a travel company that specializes in people emigrating there. So in a survey of 116,000 Americans looking to make a big move, the popular destination came out number one based on factors such as climate and affordability. They found that tourists are visiting Portugal in record-setting droves, indicating Americans have the idyllic locale on their radars for both pleasure and permanent stays. Other hotspots include Spain, the UK, and Canada. So there you go. I will post a link to the full article. It's interesting. And the survey will be documented in there, too, because I always have to question everything. You know how I am. And I'm like, okay, so who did the survey? Who paid for it? Is there any reason that they would be skewed in their results? You know how I think.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's an interesting little article. And I'm not surprised. Excuse me. There's a frog in my throat, a spring frog.
Yep. Maybe it's a squirrel in your throat. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry about that. Okay. No problem. So took a little sip here. We're all good. But I'm not surprised at the results at all, that Spain came up, that ranked high, in the UK and Canada. I actually know people who are looking to move to Canada, like, for real. I know people say that all the time, but I know people mm-hmm. who are seriously pursuing it. So I'm not surprised at those results. There's a whole top 10 list. It's interesting, you know. See, everybody has different priorities for what they're looking for and what they like. But I certainly am not going anywhere. I haven't even, like I said, visited these other places. So I wouldn't be looking to move anywhere out of the country just yet.
Yeah, would never have any desire unless, you know, my whole family somehow decided to move. That would be an option. But, you know, Canada is a cool country. And my family, my grandfather, my mother's father's family, they were from, they're French Canadian. Their family was, you know, from France. But my grandfather's immediate family were from, they're French Canadian. And, you know, my mother, the last name, you know, just goes to show how French it is. And I'll repeat it. And I love it. It's Le Boutier, and that's my mother's maiden name. So that's a cool place for all of those reasons. I like Canada. I really do. And there's, I can see why people have said since elections around here, I'm moving out of the country, but, I get it. I get that. And it's not that far away either.
Right.
So, yeah, it's kind of neat. But yeah, there are a lot of people who have dual citizenships, and that's cool too. I have a friend of mine who moved to, went back to Italy. She was there as an exchange student, met her husband, and they moved back here to the United States, raised their children, and now she and he decided to move back to Italy, and they're there now for several years, and she comes in a couple times a year, and they love it, and she loves it. It's Italy, so, you know, what the heck. But, and they live outside of Rome, and they really just enjoy the lifestyle, and that's where he was born and raised, so he's quite comfortable. And she speaks fluent Italian and has always been, you know, has always loved it, and they went back, and I thought that was a bold move. So,
yeah, definitely.
You know, but it happens. They're really the only people I know who have left the United States to move anywhere out of the country that I, other than my cousins who lived in Okinawa, because my uncle was in the Air Force, and they were stationed in Okinawa for several years during their school years. That's the only time, but it was temporary because they were in the military. So I don't really know anyone who's done that I can think of. So it's kind of cool if that's what you want to do, do it. Here's what I say. Whatever it is you want to do, do it. If that's what makes you happy,
right,
go do it. Have at it.
Yeah,
because
go where
there's a lot of things
he is.
Yeah. So I just say, and if it's part of something you always wanted to do, like a bucket list, or I just really think, and you have the willing partner, if that's what it is, or if you're doing it on your own, whatever way, whatever you, and I think that's part of probably what this positive, nice newsletter is saying. Do what makes things that make you happy. Step out and maybe of your comfort zone and give it a whirl. I would go more places if it didn't involve an airplane. So that's really what drives me crazy. Like if I could drive to Italy, I'd do that. So, that'd
be great.
And
yeah.
Then once you're in Europe, Julie, once you're in Europe, you can go from here, there, and everywhere in the train system, which is really a nice, really nice thing that you can go to country to country. Because you took the plane to get there, and then you can just bop around on the train, which is really neat. So, foreign travel is great if you like airplanes.
I'm not a great traveler.
Me either.
I'm with you.
I like day trips. I'm a total day tripper, Joel. That's how I feel, or a night over, two nights at the most, that's three nights pushing it. But, you know, that's, unless I'm at the shore, then I'm, good 10 days to 2 weeks, perfect. But I don't even like, I have such FOMO about things, or not even the missing out part, but not being in the know of what's going on in my town. That's part of the reason I don't like it. I like to go out and see people.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I love
you're
it.
Very
and running into everybody.
Good.
Yeah, I like it. And I like, it makes me happy. Those things make me happy. So that's why I like to be around. But now you don't care about that part of it. You just
that's
don't
not
like
that. I don't travel well because I get car sick. I get air sick. I just don't feel well after a while. So that's part of it. But also at the end of the day, I want to sleep in my bed, in my room
mm-hmm.
with my cat,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm kind of like stuck in my ways, but I have always, always, always been like that. That is just something about me. Even as a kid, when we had, you know, sleepovers were very popular when I was in elementary school and middle school, and everybody had a sleepover for their birthday. Do you think I could ever get through one? No, I never. It was only a couple times could I actually stay the entire night. I would be calling my mom to come and get me 9, 10 o'clock. I would be like, I am over this. I'm not sleeping on the floor. I'm not going to have people jumping around, you know, flinging dolls around and stuff. Like I was such a serious kid. And I had a good time up until bedtime. And then that was it. And I would call to go home. I wanted my dog. I wanted my bed. And that was that. And somebody come and get me. And that was it. And, you know, a normal child would probably feel peer pressure to stay there, right? Because not me. I was never peer pressured into anything. I didn't mm-hmm. care what people thought. I guess I didn't care then. I don't care now. That's kind of how I roll, you know. I do my thing. And, so that is my main reason for not wanting to go on a lot of overnight trips. I like to be home at night in my bed.
I get it.
I know.
I like my surroundings. No, I'm the same way. I like my own surroundings, and I like to be here. So I never care about that stuff, because I think when you like and you're comfortable in your space, the need to fly around, I mean, I fly around all the time doing things work-related right here in my own town. But to go and have to go away all the time, that's just not me. I hats off to those who do it. God bless you. But it's not me. I like being in my, where I know, what I know, my being, you know, a creature of habit, which we all are really, but I just like knowing that. But again, travel is great if you're that kind of a person. If you can do it, it opens up your world is just so much bigger. But that's okay. I can read about that or do whatever. So we'll, you know, but travel, go forth and travel if you can. And if you can't, bloom where you're planted, Julie. That's what I say.
There
so
you go.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with some good words of advice from our friend Leah Genacopoulos. And we'll be right back from ERA One Source. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show. I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel, who is the producer of this show. Julie is the owner of Julie D. Immel Communications. Jewel, what can you tell these good people?
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit juliedimmel.com.
Thank you, Jewel. And with us is Leah Genacopoulos, who is a realtor with ERA, One Source Realty. Leah's main headquarters is in Clark Summit. There's about 80-some realtors in 10 counties and about 5-6 offices, so they're all over the place. Leah's going to talk to us today a little bit about the current state of affairs, such as real estate, talk a little bit about maybe a few things you can do to add value to your home without going crazy in the financial end of things. And ERA just had their awards ceremony last night, which was at Glenmara, and Leah's going to talk a little bit about that as well. So welcome, Leah. How's everything going, kiddo?
I'm good. How are you? Finally, no rain, which is exciting.
I know. Yes, we were talking about that.
One thing I actually wanted to talk about, because I've been doing a lot of listings, and I love listings, I love buyers, I love them all, but I truly love listings, and I love meeting with the listing. I'm actually going on another one in a little bit, because they want to know what do they have to do to get their house ready to put on the market, which is a great, you know, question to always ask and speak with your agent about, and, you know, what are some things. And I get a lot of questions like, oh, should I redo the bathroom? Oh, should I paint my whole house? Oh, should I do? And sometimes the answer is no, but sometimes the answer is yes, and it always depends. But I was reading a blog the other day, because we all know I love reading my real estate blogs, and yeah. I was laughing because it was one of the topics on the blogs, and it was, what are home projects that add the most value to your house? Believe it or not, the one thing that you get 100% return on your value is a new front door. So,
really?
I mean, yeah, isn't that crazy? But I guess when you think about it, it's curb appeal. It adds a new look. There's a new character to it. There could be, you know, maybe you have a white house and you want a black door and you have a white door now, or you want a red door, or you want a mint green door, or you want, I don't know, you want a double door. But it is funny because your payoff, your return on investment is 100% by putting on a new front door. Obviously, it also depends on the state of your front door. I'm not telling everybody to go change their front doors today, by no means. But
yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, I thought that was pretty funny that that was one of the top ones that is going to be, and believe it or not, a closet renovation. Adding a closet somewhere maybe, updating your closet, adding some shelving. So I was like, oh my gosh. So it was front doors, closet, and converting, which I don't necessarily agree with this. I guess it depends on how much space you have in your house. If you have a livable walk-up attic, actually converting it into living space, maybe making it another closet, an office, a den, a playroom, another bedroom. So you know, they are saying that that is something that could add value. I guess because it's a smaller space than your basement. So, I guess, you know, especially in those older, you know, those older Green Ridge homes, if you think about it, a lot of them do have those older walk-up attics that have, like, the one side that was somewhat finished and then the other side. It's actually funny because I just went to a listing that did have that, and they ended up finishing and making it a bedroom before I got there. So mm-hmm. I was like, oh, great. Yep. So it went from a 5 to a 6 bedroom, and it has windows and ventilated and everything. So,
yep.
But one of the worst things you could do that you get about maybe 50% of your money back on is a bathroom renovation or adding a new master primary suite. I know.
Well, I will tell you this thing. Leah, I think I look at my own properties, and I look at this house I had in Philadelphia, and it was a townhouse which had 4 levels, and the third level was the master bedroom with a master bath, an ensuite, and it was huge. There was a fireplace in the bedroom. The bathroom was gigantic. I mean, so much wasted space, and you know, you went in there to do what you had to do when you were out. The bedroom, we were in there to sleep and get the heck out of there. I would have rathered it in a space. I just don't think they're necessary, which is why I live in an old Dunmore, you know, Hollywood Dunmore home. I love my house. Smaller bedrooms, nothing crazy, no ensuite. And I just think that that to me is a little more, you have more function. I'd rather where I live all the time and where I am to be more space than my bedroom. That's just the way I think of things. I also, we grew up in Westside, as you did, I did, Leah, you and I, mm-hmm. and my mom and dad remodeled our attic. We lived in the 800 in North Main, and my sister and I had this really cool, beautifully done, beautifully decorated attic room where we spent our young years, and my mom put a full size to the one end, had some of it on the knee wall in where you could do some storage, but there was a big walk-in cedar closet, as well as remodeling the room for us as my sister and I to have, and then my sister and me, and me and my sister, I just said it wrong again, didn't I? But I'm telling you, Jewel, jump in on that. So we were up there, and when we moved to this house, we converted our full walk-up attic to a full, my kids' bedrooms, their playrooms up there, a sitting room's up there. There was no bath, but there's a closet as small as it may be, but their bedroom and sitting and playroom was up there, and it has added value. It's great. It's easy to get to. It's easy to walk up. It's easy to, we had, you know, nice things put around it, such as a removable gate and the area where the steps go down, so you can pull that little detail, the railing up to, if you have something you had to add. It was the best thing, and it's just because I grew up that way, we did the same thing. So those are definitely more space, I think, is a really big deal, because bathrooms can be very, 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 very expensive, Leah, as you know. It's crazy.
Right. Right. And that's why,
and then,
they actually say don't do it right now. Because also, too, everyone has their own different style, taste, flair. Like,
yep,
what you
sure.
might be doing, someone might hate and rip it out.
Absolutely.
And I've seen that. I just saw that.
Yep.
Believe it or not. And I'm like, well, that's a shame. I mean, you know.
But, Leah, you know, everyone to each his own when it comes to real estate. It's like art. You know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and that's how we have to look at it. So all we can do, I think, the takeaway is make your home as presentable and appealing as it possibly can be, and those cosmetic changes like the possibility of a new door or doing something with your closet space is always a huge sell, I think. People are always looking, and we as women always need extra space for our stuff. So all those things are kind of are very interesting. And then again, adding extra space and making it a more livable space. That's stuff you don't even think about using. Oh, I have this great attic, but I never thought about it. I don't personally like cellar living. I could never do it because I have an old Dunmore cellar, and it's, you know, damp, and it's
right.
stone, and it is what it is. I don't want to have to do that. But upstairs, bringing it up, I think that's a great idea. And tell us too, Leah, What's the current, how are we doing inventory-wise? And then talk a little bit about how your evening went last night.
So just to touch on the inventory, it is deplorable. I guess that's a nice way of putting it. It's going as fast as it's coming on, especially in Clark Summit, which is traditional. That's always been the case. But also, I will say we don't have a lot. We really don't. The inventory is rough out there. So I do know that, you know, it's also the time to, like, I know, like, prep's graduating soon. Other high schools are graduating soon. So I think everyone's kind of like, let me get this out of the way. And then let me see what, oh, I have a lake house. Let me go pop up there and live up there until I figure out what my next move is. And, you know, I just actually got a call and someone, you know, I got to talk with them and they're on their last child at prep. They put four of them through. They have a nice, huge home, but they're like, we're over this. Like, we're done. Our last kid is done. And the other three are never coming back here. And if they are, that's great. They can get their own apartment. And, you know, we were laughing. And she's like, but I don't want to keep this house anymore. I don't want to keep up with it. So I think there's going to be a lot of the, oh, no, we're going to be empty nesters. Or, oh, we're growing and we have to move up. So I definitely think as, like, you know, it was definitely, it's a funky year, the weather, everything. So I think, too, I mean, we've just literally, I feel like we just lived in, like, Seattle, Washington for the last 2 weeks. All it was was doom and gloom and rain. I mean, it was brutal. I honestly even said to my mom, I was like, so is this what it's like to, like, live in these states that don't get sunshine? She's like, well, I don't know. I don't want to find out what it's like either. She's like, because this is terrible. We had a couple days of it, and it was rough. And I just even, people were even saying, we don't feel like looking at houses in the rain. Let's reschedule, you know, like, and that is, like, you're in and out, you know. So I definitely think that had a lot to play the last couple of weeks. But, and then last night was a beautiful evening that we had up at Glenmara. We did have a great time with all of our agents. We had a great turnout. The weather was great. We had EJ the DJ, who's phenomenal. We had a photographer. We had great food. It was a really good time, and it's just, like, really nice because I think it's something that, you know, we do that kind of sets our agency apart from others, that we celebrate, like, the success of our agents and bring them all together. You know, we like to do our Christmas party in December and then our annual awards thing between May and June because it's that halfway point, and then, you know, everyone starts to go on vacation, and then, you know, life gets crazy, and then at least we can all meet back up again in December, which is nice. So I also think that it's, like, a nice touch that we get to do it, and it really was a beautiful turnout. It was so great. All of our agents are doing so well. We had a really great 2024. We were the number one company on the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors. As of right now, we're heading towards that for 2025. Our stats are really great. All of our agents are doing well, and, you know, I always say, like, ERA does well because of our agents, you know, like, they do well, we do well. And, like, that's a big thing. And I think, too, like, also our support staff. We have great admin. We have great support. There's just so much, too, that, like, you know, we're a traditional company. So, you know, we're not big into, like, the whole capping thing, but we are big into support. We are big into help. We are big into, you know, what can we do to help you grow your business and get more business, you know? So I think that's the one thing, too, that sets us definitely apart from other agencies is we have more to offer than just, oh, we can give you a split. Because, I don't know, Lori, how many times have we said, you know, whatever of something is still nothing, you know? So I think, too, just seeing everyone come together, it was really nice. You know, we have five offices, so it's tough getting everybody together. And then just the way of the world now, a lot of people don't go into the office. So it's a great way to bring everybody together. And I really was, it was a great turnout and everyone had a great time. And, you know, I'm just so happy we didn't have rain and we were able to enjoy the patio at Glenmara. They always do a great job. The food was great. So it really truly was a great night. And I'm so happy with how everything turned out.
Yeah, and I think it's very nice that those kind of get-togethers where you have a beautiful location, the backdrop is beautiful, it's gorgeous there, especially at this time of the year. You bring everyone together, and then you look forward another 6 months later, everyone is back, and 6 months more of seeing how you did for the rest of the year. And it's one thing that's what I love about Sunita, she always thinks that, you know, these things are necessary and important. And it just brings people together because, you, like you said, so many people don't come into the office. So when you get a chance to see them and be with them, that isn't, like, that's outside of a transaction. It's always nice to do that. So good for Sunita and taking care of her agents and making them feel that they're special, and they have two nights of nice things to look forward to throughout the year. So, Leah, thank you for that. Good luck to you and all of your future sales, as you always do a great job, and everyone else out there who sells real estate, keep doing the best thing. And anyone who's thinking of putting their house on the market, don't be afraid to call Leah or anyone else. And speaking of that, Leah, how can they get in touch with you or the company?
All right, to be reached at 570-947-9250. You could reach anybody at our main office, 570-587-9999, era1.com. And also, you could reach us on any form of social media.
There you go. Okay, thank you for joining us, Leah. Good to hear from you. Jewel, we'll see you next week. And everybody else, have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy this nice weather, and we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.